expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in Sandpoint. And every month we come together and we share ideas and talk about mental health, relationships, and fitness. And it's great to see you, Jill. Every month I look forward to this. And here we are in 2022.
Yes, and it's been quite a ride.
It's crazy.
I know.
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about the traffic still. Oh. It's still here.
Yes, and Alex and I puzzle about how it can keep getting worse and worse, and especially this time of year,
yeah.
We would have predicted it would have dropped off a bit, right, as
right.
people head south. And
yeah.
It's crazy out there.
Well, how about those potholes?
Oh, God. And I have to drive home at 5 o'clock at night, and it's dark, and you cannot see them.
Yeah, I get that in the morning.
And I have a new car, and I'm just thinking, don't do this to
me. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I know. But how was your holiday?
I don't even remember at this point, but I think it was great. It actually was great. Everyone was pretty relaxed. We did, I think the COVID went through the house right after the holidays, so we had a little setback there. But the timing was good with not exposing my parents.
Good.
And everyone, it was pretty mild.
Yeah.
Different symptoms, completely strange, but I definitely had the fatigue for about a week afterwards, which made me feel like my home tests were all negative, but I understand that's kind of common.
Right. I think if you swab the throat, they say, you're probably going to get a more reliable result than the nose.
Yeah.
We got exposed. Some friends of ours, they tested positive, but we all tested and tested negative, and we didn't have any symptoms. So I think we got through it. But I have to say, it was so nice having all my children and their significant others.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And then we're in full-on wedding planning mode.
Oh, yes, you are.
We are. two kids getting married. And so we did a little trip to Portland to get my car, but also primarily to get Ellie's wedding dress.
Ah, nice.
So Cammie flew up and met us. And,
oh,
and it was a girls' weekend in Portland. And we stayed downtown and went to the museum and shopped and had great food. It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was wonderful having everyone together at the holidays. I think last year was a little scarier. Because we were in that early stage of coronavirus. Yeah, exactly. But it was much more relaxed this year. And like you, I had all the kids home. And it's nice. Did I take advantage of those times? Because I know there's going to be a point where they are going to be going and getting married and moving away. And so it's good.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And the other thing I just want to mention is I've lost two friends from COVID recently. Mm. And it's something we all need to be cognizant of, is that people are dying. And actually, another acquaintance I just found out about yesterday, so that three people that I know personally who have passed, and I still want us to pay attention, right?
Yep.
For most of us, the symptoms with this new variant are minimal, but there are people who...
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk today about how to get 2022 off to a good start.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then you're also going to talk about how to address and acknowledge loneliness.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. And then I hate these gray days. So I'm really trying to find new things to focus on with my health and fitness. And I'm kind of been reading a lot about the cardio zones and how we really have been overtraining our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they've found now that we need to look at our maximum heart rate. And, you know, we have the Peloton and we have all this equipment and it's like, get that fast sweat and 30 minutes of high intensity workouts, those HIIT workouts. It's really, they have some benefit, but there are other ways to actually train that will, in the long run, get us our goals faster. And without damage to our bodies.
Key piece, without damage to our bodies.
Exactly.
Because I'm dealing with that, right? Another
hip
replacement. So that's joint number three.
Yeah. So if anyone out there is planning to do some races this year or even just work on lowering their blood pressure, I hope they continue to listen because we'll cover that at the end of the show. But it's really good information. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start start talking about how to get 2022 off to a good start.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
When it comes to a P1 FCU personal signature loan, we're all about understanding what makes you, well, you. We can help you finance your education, that big move, or even your next big adventure. You have your reason, we have your loan. Get started today at p1fcu.org/you. P1 FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. All loans are subject to P1 FCU membership, credit approval, and other underwriting criteria.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Hi, I'm Congressman Russ Fulcher. If you need help with the IRS, the VA, Medicare, or Social Security, I can help cut through the red tape and make sure you're being treated fairly. To receive assistance, please call my office at 208-667-0127. That's 208-667-0127. Or go online to fulcher.house.gov. It is an honor to represent you in Congress.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Jim and Sunny from Parker Subaru, cruising North Idaho in a new Subaru Crosstrek. Does an excursion up a dirt trail for some weekend camping sound appealing? The off-road ready Subaru Crosstrek could be for you. You'll find control, handling, and confidence when off-road, back trail, or in winter storms because the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system delivers. In the Northwest, that's important.
Subaru owners, grab your keys because it's time to head up to the mountain to Lookout Pass for Parker Subaru's free ski day happening Friday, February 4th. Hurry into Parker Subaru to pick up one of 100 tickets. Parker Subaru and Ski Lookout Pass offer skiers and riders more. More snow, more grooming, more fun. Get ready to hit the slopes Friday, February 4th for Parker Subaru's free ski day at Lookout Pass.
Cruise in and finish your research with a hands-on test drive. Get all the answers at your no-problem Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barton. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner here in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, as she has a practice in Sandpoint. And we're going to be talking about how to get 2022 off to a good start.
You know, it's been an interesting period of time. And I know for me, I have felt really overwhelmed by the demands.
Yes.
People have really been in a lot of stress. I've been working long hours, and it's hard work.
Yeah.
And I think many people are also trying to adjust to, are you working virtually or do you go in the office, and what is the combination? And our lives have been in such upheaval and chaos, and there isn't a lot of predictability.
Right.
There's still that sustained uncertainty, and I know it's causing people a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about first of all is what are some things that we can do to make our lives more workable in circumstances that are often outside of our control.
Right.
Right. and they're challenging. So I don't know about you, but I do get overwhelmed with sometimes all of the conflicting demands. And
well, and for me, I'm always, all the people that I work with, I hold so closely to. And
yes.
So I'm, and they share things that are going on in their lives. And like you mentioned, you've lost friends to COVID. I mean, they have too. I have, everything is stressful and changing, and health issues are coming up, and people aren't able to deal with the health issues because of the backlog. You know, it's just kind of a mess right now. So, and I've kind of put myself in that role of making sure everyone's okay and checking in. And that, I think, is what I'm feeling with, especially with the gray, like, okay, and I need to make sure they're okay, and what happened with that appointment. So it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I think for those of us that are care providers, mm-hmm. we're trying to take care of our own mental health, and I deal with seasonal affective disorder as well, right? Mm-hmm. The light is hard on me, lack of it. But that need to caretake other people is another layer, right? So the thing that can happen is that if you get overwhelmed, the tendency can be to just shut down, right? But that may not be in your best interest. So avoidance coping is what we call that. Avoidance coping is when we avoid what is causing us stress in an attempt to temporarily feel better. So if we have a bunch of tasks to do and it's causing us stress to think about where to even begin, it feels less stressful in the moment not to do anything, right? That's kind of a classic deer in a headlight, I'm doing nothing. But here's the advice. Do something rather than nothing when you feel overwhelmed, even if it's just one little thing. So this chips away at your to-do list and helps prevent the overwhelmed feelings from, you know, accumulating and actually getting worse, piling up. So ask yourself, what do I realistically have the energy for today? And I think that's a really good question.
I think that's a great question.
Yes. Because you may not be able to do everything.
Right.
But what do I have the energy for today? Can I get out and cross-country ski for 20 minutes, right? Can I do that? Can I bake cookies?
You know? Yeah.
What is it? So be honest with yourself about what you have the bandwidth to actually take on.
For sure.
And also, what task will give you the most benefit? Now, you might think about it in terms of health benefit, or you might think of it in terms of your emotional well-being.
Could just be a bath.
Yes. Taking a hot tub. That makes me feel better. So what would alleviate the most stress to have completed? So start there. That's a good place to really look at. Be discerning about what can I do when I feel overwhelmed.
Right.
Yeah. So the other thing is choosing you, right? And that's something I think you and I probably, we get lost in the mix, right?
Absolutely.
Because our children's needs, our spouse, our clients, you know, lots of people that we're maybe
That's easily I put myself aside.
But I do think, and I say this a lot of times to new moms, is that when we do that, we get depleted, and then we're less effective as caregivers.
Yes.
So trying to find that balance of, you know, really choosing what do I need to do to take care of myself so I can be more available to everyone else. So, you know, and I think too, when people are in high demand jobs, I have clients I work with who, they work crazy long hours. And they work weekends.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine living that way.
Right.
Right? So we sacrifice sometimes, whether we're sacrificing for work or sacrificing for our families. But then our happiness and our peace of mind get jeopardized.
Yeah.
And especially if you're sacrificing yourself for an employer that really doesn't care about your well-being, right? Employers can be sometimes notoriously bad about working you to death.
Right. And I think even self-employed, like I make decisions that really aren't the best for my mental health or physical health. Like just getting up at 4 a.m. every day to leave by 5, you know, and driving in these roads, you know.
Yeah, imagine.
And Jeff and I are having these conversations, like, is that really worth it when it's just one or two people? I mean, that's not, like, let's look at values and what's, and so I am in that point where it's like, I need to start choosing, making better choices.
And we talked about this a little earlier, is that when the roads are bad, I made a choice to work virtually. And some of my clients didn't like that.
Yeah.
But again, choosing me, I'm not going to put myself in a stressful situation and expect to be a good care provider if I'm resentful and or stressed.
Sure.
Yeah. So thinking about, what do we need to do so that we take care of ourselves?
Yeah.
So choose yourself. Choose your own well-being. Move in directions that suit you and the goals that you have for your life. And as you said, you may not know what the goals are at the moment, right? They might be changing.
Exactly.
And I'm really experiencing that right now. As I get older, I always had so much energy and felt like I could do anything. And I can't anymore. And so redirecting what our goals are and say, okay, really, why am I doing this? Am I doing this for money? Am I doing this for self-satisfaction? Am I doing this for a sense of responsibility? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And what's in my best interest?
I think that's a lot of the population is going through that with, you know, that big turnover in jobs.
Yes.
You know, that during the stay home time and COVID, people were like, I don't want this career anymore. You know, they had a little taste of being at home, being with the kids. So it's a really a important time right now.
It is. And I think really sitting down by yourself and or with your spouse and assessing what's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And then making decisions based on those values and goals mm-hmm. that you have. So yeah, take that time to figure out what you really want and prioritize your own needs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, I'm getting better about this, put a priority on rest.
Yeah, me too.
I spent a lot of years not getting enough sleep. And I'm realizing I do need sleep. And if I don't get enough,
yeah,
I don't do very well.
Yeah, I have to have 8.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Sometimes 9. And it's really makes me crazy when Gonzaga has a game on at 8 o'clock at night.
It's too late.
It's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? But yeah, I have to, or I can't function.
Yeah. And the other thing is indulge in leisure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the things that you love to do, whether it's a hobby or getting good at something you enjoy doing, really thinking about what brings me joy.
Yeah.
Getting outside, of course, always brings me joy, and I like to cook, and
yeah.
But giving ourselves time to do those things that we love. So your priority is you, your physical and emotional health, and not simply making money. Productivity should not be your one and only goal in life. Keep some things for pure joy.
It's probably really difficult for people to make that decision, though.
I think it is, and you know you and I are probably in a position to be able to not have that be such an issue.
Yeah.
And I know some of my clients aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us who do have the freedom to be able to think about what really matters, especially if I don't have unlimited time left in my life,
mm-hmm.
I want to prioritize how I'm using my time and energy and doing things that bring us joy.
Yeah.
So you don't need to earn a day off to allow yourself to rest, right?
Right.
So our culture does value productivity and busy schedules and overworking, and that's unfortunate. It's important to set clear boundaries around your work life in order to better care for yourself. And I'm really urging people to do this more and more, is to take mental health days and to really take breaks during the day, to think about taking a day off and saying no to things that you're not physically or mentally capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So really making space for self-care.
Yeah, I think do you schedule? You know, with my schedule, I've made sure that I have like Monday afternoons and Wednesday afternoons where I don't have anything but appointments for myself.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's just, I can't. Then I start feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get there and feel mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm not going to like lose everything if I don't work Monday afternoon. But it's made a huge difference.
I keep 10 to 12 every day pretty much. So I go and work out in the morning,
mm-hmm.
8:30 to 9:30, 8:30 to 10. And then I have a block of time and I don't go in the office until noon.
Oh, good for
you. So that gives me time to do whatever I need to do, run errands or paperwork or whatever. And I'm also trying to cut back and only work 4 hours a day.
Oh, nice.
I'm not good at that all the time,
mm-hmm.
but that's my goal, is to work fewer hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, those are the kinds of decisions that I think we need to really figure out.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll continue this discussion. So you're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week, serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Ponderay. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Ponderay Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Did you know that Idaho has a $1.5 billion budget surplus, but is last in the nation in per-student funding for public education? That Idaho has the sixth highest average class size in the nation? That Idaho has roughly half the recommended number of school counselors on average? We know what great public schools look like. Does your school measure up? Join us in advocating for the schools our students deserve. Visit greatidahopublicschools.org today.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. We have touched on this subject in the past, but it's always worth repeating. That subject is your pet's healthcare. Be prepared when considering adding a pet to your household. The costs to consider are food, grooming, and healthcare. Always consider putting money aside in a savings account to cover the yearly expenses for wellness checks and vaccinations. Also have extra money put aside for those emergencies that pop up. Veterinarians often get called by pet owners in a panic because their pet is sick or injured and they are not financially prepared. The veterinarian is a small business owner and is often unable to extend credit as a bank or loan office may do. So as painful as it may be, the veterinarian may have to turn the person away. So remember, always be prepared for your pet's health care by putting small amounts of money aside each month for those trips to the vet with your four-legged family member. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
It only happens once a year. The 34th annual In the Northwest RV Show this weekend at the Spokane Fairgrounds. Six gigantic dealers, hundreds of RVs. Compare features, compare prices, then get an incredible deal on your RV. Factory reps on site, plus low financing makes buying easy. Buy an RV, get in the Brandon Cannon Farmers Insurance Cash Machine. It's the show you wait for every year, January 20th through 23rd, only at the Spokane Fairgrounds with free parking.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint. And I'm here with Jill Kahn. Jill is a marriage and family therapist and has a practice in town as well. And we're talking about how to make 2002 great and how to get off to a great start.
So I like this, and this is something that I try to do when things get intense, is to just focus on being in the moment, in the present. We are struggling. Mm-hmm. All of us are. Mm-hmm. It's chronic trauma that we've been experiencing. It's taking a toll on us. But I know for me, when I start getting into that place of worrying about the future, that is not healthy for me.
Yeah.
And I have to slow myself down and really focus on my breathing. Or one of the mindfulness tasks we're working on is smiling, right? Oh, yeah. Just paying attention to smiling.
Sure.
Taking a moment to do that. Or really looking up at the sky, mm-hmm. especially when there's a little bit of blue.
Right.
Kevin for that. Or a beautiful full moon.
Yeah.
You know, taking time to notice mm-hmm. what is around you and things you might be smelling or the temperature. That practice of mindfulness and being in the moment is a really good antidote to the chronic trauma
sure.
that we've all been experiencing. So be present and mindful and just sort of focus
on
the
here and now. Just not getting... Like, I'll take today, you know, it was the early day, so I'm up at 4, and I get to the gym by 6 and I'm working with people, and then we have the show, and I have other appointments this afternoon, and I found a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I had to have a little talk to myself, like, okay, we're doing this right now,
yeah.
and that's really all you need to worry
yeah.
about. Yeah, but it does help, because it's real easy to go, I can't, oh, this is going to be the worst day, I can't. Handle everything that I have to do.
Well, I do the same thing that you do, mm-hmm. which is I segment it, mm-hmm. right? what do I need to accomplish before I go teach Zumba? All right, yeah. I just have to focus on getting my routines together. And then afterward, okay, what do I need to do then to focus on getting ready
so
for
my afternoon?
So much easier
if you make it smaller.
Break it into smaller chunks. Mm-hmm. And that's congruent with this other suggestion, which is setting a system for to-do lists.
Uh-huh.
So this is a really good idea, is that instead of making just one to-do list, you might do a today list for this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Or a to-do list for today.
Yeah.
Or even for this week, mm-hmm. right? So kind of breaking it up. Or the other thing that I've been doing is I'll have one to-do list for planning. I'm hoping I can go someplace warm after my surgery, my hip surgery.
Yeah.
That's one.
I hope you can. Also.
That's one place for that planning, right? And then another place for all the planning for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of having different.
Yeah, you have a lot. It's going to be really important to do that.
Yeah. So segmenting up the to-do list and not having it just one be one big flow, but break it down in terms of what needs to be done immediately or what are the different tasks that need to be attended
right.
to. So develop consistent routines.
I love routines.
That really does help me.
Oh my gosh, I love routines.
And tell me why.
Because I just know, like, this is what I'm doing. It makes it smaller again, you know, and I can focus on, like, over the holidays, I loved it, but I was so out of my routine that I just felt kind of out of control at times.
Yes.
And choices that I were making wouldn't be my normal healthy choices. And, you know, and that's kind of how I felt with the snowstorms that we were getting and not being able to go into town, making smart decisions, but still the routine was off.
Yes.
And so we got to Martin Luther King Day, which I always take off. And I'm like, and I'm not. I mean, I went in later, but it was just, I was telling clients, we all need to get back on track.
Yes.
And so this is what we're going to do. But it just, it does make it like, okay. I'm whole again. I'm grounded.
Yes.
This is the routine.
Well, and with the snowstorms, I was making decisions not to go in and work out at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't do that, it throws me off.
Sure.
Because I look forward to having that time from 8:30 to 9:30 where I'm going to take care of myself and then that's done and I move on.
Yeah.
But if I stay at home, I get distracted. Mm-hmm. I do other things. And then if I don't do my workout, I'm grumpy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that release.
I do.
Yeah.
So the routines are really, really helpful. Focus on what you can control and what you're going to do to keep yourself and other people safe.
Mm-hmm.
Those consistent routines will help you anchor throughout the day. And how do you want to start your morning? You know, what works for you? Do you meditate? Do you do emails? Do you read the newspaper? And what grounds you during the day?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that I know, little rituals that I do that ground me.
Mm-hmm.
And also how you settle yourself after work.
Yeah.
And I love that. When I come home from work, it's this really nice, quiet time. It's especially if it's just Alex and me. And we sit down and talk to each other or we take a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Those rituals of connection.
I'm glad you're mentioning those because we haven't in a while. And I was thinking about that with Jeff. You know, as we go through the holiday, it's harder to have those moments of connection. And we are back on track. And can you talk a little bit about the importance of that ritual?
Well, I think it really, really matters. You know, we have little rituals, especially in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then when we come home.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, there's a certain rhythm to us spending time together that we look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I love is our Friday night date.
Yeah.
That's something that all week I kind of look forward to. Oh, I get to go out with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe once a month we might do a getaway.
Yeah.
So thinking about rituals of connections, there's a daily rhythm. Especially when you return at the end of the day, how do we reconnect?
Right.
Maybe a weekly pattern.
Yeah.
And then the monthly, and then even the yearly. Yeah.
Right.
So for our anniversary is always a big one.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking today, we had such a bonding time when we were in Paris together.
Mm.
I bought these Paris plates.
Oh, nice.
And every time we take them out, we both get a smile on our face. They'll say,
nice.
I love these plates.
That's great.
But it reminds us of that time of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that little pleasures.
Right.
That when we have those memories of connection, and oftentimes it's based on those kind of rituals, that makes us happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really important, and we try to do that. We don't travel as much, but we've gotten into a routine. We stopped going out during COVID because I wanted to try to stay healthy for my clients, and so Jeff will drive me to the grocery store. I call it driving Miss Daisy, but it takes a half an hour.
Yes,
that's where we live.
Yes,
and we have the new van, so we dream about our adventures that we're going to take, and we have that time. Without dogs, without anything else, to just share what's going on.
Yeah.
It's something we look forward to.
Well, and similarly, when we do a trip, whether it's to Costco or out to our friends who live half an hour away, I read to him. And we're reading the Lincoln Highway together.
Yeah.
And that's a little ritual of connection because we'll stop and say, what do you think about this? Or don't you? We talk about the book. So that's
great. Yeah. I just think it's a really important part of a relationship.
It is. Yeah. It is an important part of a relationship. So the other thing is it helps us to be less overwhelmed when we communicate directly. Mm-hmm. So with so many relationships switching back and forth between in-person and virtual, the digital communication has oftentimes replaced face-to-face, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of room for miscommunication. Mm-hmm. I've experienced this, right?
I'm sure.
With friends, with clients, whatever. If someone's email or text seems short, oftentimes we read it in the worst possible light, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Ask a question about it. Instead of assuming the worst, check it out. Yeah. Is that what you meant? So and I always say this to my clients, if there's any possibility of communicating face-to-face, do it. Mm-hmm. The next best is FaceTime or Zoom. Mm-hmm. Then audio communication, but texting and emailing is woefully inadequate.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Avoid it at all. Now, the other thing, though, is this: in these times, a lot of people are trying to avoid conflict. Yeah. So it's uncomfortable. We know that. And whether it's in the workplace or at home, if you don't talk about it, it festers.
Yeah.
And there's tension. And I was talking about this with a couple the other day, and his wife said, he never talks about anything, and I'm grumps. And I said, well, I get that it's uncomfortable, but if you don't tell your partner what you're feeling, first of all, you deprive her of the opportunity of growing. But the other thing is, if you're withholding and then it just comes out in this flood when you're angry, then she doesn't trust that you're being honest with her, right? So there are all sorts of ramifications of avoiding conflict that can really come back to bite you.
For sure.
Yeah. So even if it's uncomfortable, take that softer approach. I feel about, right?
I feel.
Yeah. I have to keep doing that over and over with people, instead of the you never, you always.
Right.
But slow down and tell your partner or your coworkers or your friends what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. So spend the emotional energy to try to repair it rather than let it fester, because when it's festering, that really takes a lot of energy. And then here's another one that's good. Be clear and specific about the kind of support that you want from your loved ones. So this comes up a lot too. Tell people the ways that they can support you.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with your spouse. What do you want from them? Oftentimes we want simply for our partners, especially as women, to just listen to us. Mm-hmm. We want them to hear our feelings instead of fix the problem or give us advice.
Right.
So, but tell your partner what it is that you need. Do you need a hug? Do you need just to listen? Do you need them to, like my husband taking care of my licensing my car today?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Be specific about that.
And I think too, it's important to ask people, how can I support you? Like when you see someone struggling or you see stress oozing from someone, I'm always trying to, is there some way that I can support you?
Yeah.
And that kind of makes it a little easier because I think it's hard for people to ask.
It is hard for people to ask.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to navigate through loneliness. All right. This is Functional Health Radio.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, has you covered this winter with a Coyote and closed cab tractor. Include your choice of Coyote attachments, from snowblowers to snowblades. Jordan Sales has the right Coyote tractor set up waiting for you. Take a look at their Coyote inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way. And get one before you get snowed in. You can always check them out on Facebook too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
It's time for the North Idaho RV Show, January 20th through the 23rd at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Parking and admission free. Pop-up trailers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and more. Over 100 new and used RVs, on-site financing, and more. Enter to win a 75-inch flat-screen TV. It's the best price you'll get on an RV all year. The North Idaho RV Show, January 20th through 23rd at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. Sponsored by Bobby Combs RV.
This week at the co-op, we have a new product in the equine department, all-terrain Cavallo hoof boots. Cavallo hoof boots are intended to provide protection and support for the barefoot horse, ridden over any terrain at any speed. You can find Cavallo horse and rider protective boots at the co-op now, along with a handy measuring guide to help you get the right fit. And these boots even have a companion support pad, also available at the co-op. In the tack department, Angela has a great selection of consignment saddles in a wide variety of styles and sizes. Now is a great time to shop our tack area for the upcoming riding season. Cavallo hoof boots, consignment saddles, and tack at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. Find us on the web at coopgasandsupply.com or see us in the store, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Encoder Products Company is hiring full-time assemblers, no experience necessary, with seated workstations and no heavy lifting. Entry wages start at $15 per hour plus benefits, like a 401k, medical and dental insurance, paid holidays, sick leave, and vacation. Are you commuting to or from Coeur d'Alene for work? The factory is just 10 miles south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Come work for Encoder and save some drive time. Learn more at encoder.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and gym owner in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And she has a practice in Sandpoint. And we're talking about now loneliness and how to maneuver through this.
So one of the things that I've noticed is that the changes in our life has led to greater loneliness, mm-hmm. right? We've gotten out of the rhythm. I was talking to my friend Amanda. It's like we don't see each other with the same consistency and regularity as we mm-hmm. did before. And that's been sort of normal is our social routines have been very disrupted. And oftentimes we don't even realize that we're lonely. Mm-hmm. Until we sit down, we might just be feeling a bit of depression, mm-hmm. yeah? And then slowing down enough to say, oh, yeah, I kind of miss these rhythms. Again, rituals of connection right. with friends, yeah. maybe, yep. yeah? And taking time to slow down and just noticing, okay, what am I missing here? Am I missing phone calls with my friend? Am I missing lunch with them? Whatever it is. But we are vulnerable mm-hmm. and we do need each other. Mm-hmm. And if we're not getting those connection needs met, it has an impact on us.
Yeah.
So first of all, by labeling it and identifying it, that's the first step. So acknowledging what you're feeling and then seeking connection.
Right.
So we need to find ways to connect in real and meaningful ways. And I'm a huge believer. Reach out in person or phone.
Yeah.
Text messages are not real connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, emails maybe, but still, it's not the same.
Right.
So the more that we can have direct connection and slow things down, take the time to have maybe a two-hour lunch
right.
with a friend, right? Not just speed through it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need that. It's the way that we get solace is yeah. through having slower conversations with people. Now, the other thing is don't overlook casual interactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you connect with strangers, it'll improve your mood. Studies yeah. show that helps you.
Yeah.
So it might be the people that you interact with at the grocery store or your bank teller, anybody you cross paths with, use that as an opportunity to connect.
Right. I think that was what was hard when we were into wearing the masks and there was so much fear. I remember going to the grocery store and just wanting to make eye contact and just, I am smiling underneath this mask. The internet, we just weren't getting that.
Right.
It was missing.
Right. Yeah. And we need that. Yeah. So finding ways to reintroduce that mm-hmm. back into our lives. Another good strategy is journaling.
Mm-hmm.
That slowing down and connecting with ourselves and identifying.
Examine, yeah.
Yeah, identifying what we're feeling. Give yourself that. I also love this one. Venture outside for a few minutes.
Oh, my favorite.
Yep, that makes all the difference in the world. Even going out this morning, and I was shoveling the walkway at my office.
Right.
But just being outside.
It makes a difference. I did that today. I jumped out of the gym and walked the dog to the mailbox. I'm like, I have to get out.
Yes. Well, and that's something that I'm missing. Mm-hmm. I can't walk to the mailbox mm-hmm. or even down the lane with the dogs because it's pure ice.
Right.
And I really, really miss that. Yeah. So find ways at least at the office. It's clear enough sure. that I can get outside, but that helps. It mm-hmm. grounds and soothes us. We know that. So that's a good one. Once again, mindfulness, mm-hmm. being in the present. I think this is a good exercise too. Start by thinking about the people who are in your immediate circle and then expand to the town and then go out a little further and think about the county, the state, the country, the continent,
yeah.
the world, and think about how each of these people in your circles, various circles, is a living, breathing person. Each one of them has hopes and mm-hmm. dreams and fears. They all love someone else. They all have lost something profound.
Yeah.
We will all die,
yeah.
right? Knowing that we share our life experience with other people is a way of grounding us in this moment and making us feel that we're not alone.
Right.
There's a sense of connection. So that can be helpful, that little exercise.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So the last thing is pay attention to how you speak to yourself. Positive self-talk really makes a difference. And yeah. I talk about this with clients all the time because we do have negative loops that we go in.
Oh, for sure.
We get so stuck.
Yep.
And the first thing to do is really identify, what is my negative self-talk? Mm-hmm. You know, am I beating myself up about what I put in my body or that I didn't do something? Identify that and replace it with something positive. Maybe I haven't been perfect, but I can
right.
in the future, right?
Yeah.
We do have a brain toward a negativity bias. Our thoughts naturally drift toward that. So look at those feelings realistically and look at that what you have done in the past doesn't determine what you're going to do in the present or the future. And that feelings are temporary and that we do have control over what is the reality we're going to create going forward. Mm-hmm. And we can create those positive thoughts about what we create.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I know I just want to share one gal came in who's a shed person. She's an older adult and COVID has been rough for her. She hasn't been able to see a lot of her friends and family, but she's coming into the gym and she came in on Monday just smiling. And she, over the weekend, heard from two of her childhood best friends.
Aww.
She hasn't talked to them in years and Aww. She's in her 80s. And they talked for hours and it was a phone call. And it made such a huge difference. She's even planning a trip down next month to visit. So,
nice.
You know, it really does make a difference reaching out. If you have that thought and you have the, make the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Connect. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Let's transition over to fitness and health. New year, we have new health goals. I don't know. Do you have any health goals for the year other than repairing your hip?
It's mostly about repair. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they pick races, or it's Cammy doing a race this year.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So we all have those. I'm thinking of doing another relay with the team from the shed, but doing it differently because I'm 55.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting older. And so it's kind of made me think about re-examining ways to train. You know, I'm always looking at my heart health too, my blood pressure, and what activities are going to get me to reach my goals. You know, before, what I see a lot is you got to put in this full-on effort to get there. And that's really, from the reading and research I'm doing, not the case.
No.
It's just we're breaking ourselves.
Yes. I'm the result of them working too hard.
Exactly. So in order to do that, you really have to look at your cardio and the level, the zone levels, your heart rate. The first thing you want to do is figure out what your maximum heart rate is. I don't know that we have a clinic in town that, you know, can set you up with the machines and do that. So the best way really is for us is to take 220 and subtract our age. And that gives you roughly your maximum heart rate, plus or minus 5 to 10, depending on, you can go to some websites that will show you, you know, if you've had illness in the last year, you're supposed to add some, you know, numbers to that. But so there's scales if you just look online, but basically 220 minus your age. And then from there, you can look at the different zones. And there is one zone that is the best, and I'll finish up with that. But the zone one of your cardio zone is basically experienced what you experience during a warm-up or a cool-down. These are really easy exercises, like going for a walk, but there's no stress load to your body. You can carry on a conversation like we are right now. Mm-hmm. Your breathing doesn't change at all. So that's zone one. That's 50 to 60% of your heart rate, of your maximum heart rate. Zone two, and then I'll go back to zone two later too, though, but this is the most important for heart health. And what they're finding is zone two is the best way to build endurance also. And it's only 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate.
Okay.
And I've been playing in this zone too. It's tough because where we want to go, I'm getting ahead, but 180 minus your age gives you that number to be in zone two. Zone three is where we tend to be. That is where if someone's going out for a 3 mile run, they're out there and they can't talk very easily. Maybe 2 to 3 word responses. Mm-hmm. It's where we feel like we need to be.
We're supposed to get to be
a good workout.
Right.
It's not sustainable. We can only do that for about 30 minutes at the most. And so that we actually do damage instead of if we do that too often.
Right.
Yeah. Zone four is high intensity, like sprinting. We don't need to do this very often at all. Maybe the HIIT workouts are a zone four, or heavy lifting, like a maximum deadlift. It's 80 to 90% of your heart rate max. And then zone five is really something that very few of us ever go to. That's your max.
Right.
So that's maybe Olympians sprinting all out for 10 seconds. So it's not anything you want to go into. But let's go back to zone two. We have a couple minutes, we can do that. Zone two is the point where your body is staying out of a heavy anaerobic system. You're using your fat for fuel. So you actually burn more fat
right.
in zone two. It's like 120, for me at 55, I want to be around 125 with my heart rate. Mm-hmm. So all your watches that you're wearing, you can see where you are.
Right.
And you want to do this for, build up to 30, 45 minutes to an hour, maybe 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome because you can sustain it.
Yeah.
You feel like you can do it all the time.
Right.
And another way, if you aren't sure if you're in the right heart rate zone, if you can speak 12 to 15 words that you've memorized without speeding up your breaths, mm-hmm. your breaths can get deeper, but they shouldn't be more rapid.
Yeah.
If they're more rapid, then you've gone up to zone three. But try it. Zone two. Let me find my last notes because it was important. They all have value, but building a base for overall health and even endurance training, most of the emphasis should be in zone two. It's kinder.
Yeah.
You know, it's just better for your body.
Right.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to commit to that for at least 8 months while I train for these runs, and also to see if my blood pressure lowers.
Well, that very useful information. I'm tempted to finally get a watch that that gives me my heart rate. Because I don't pay attention to that enough.
Yeah, that zone two allows for the maximum blood flow. So the in and the out, and that it allows just more mitochondria in your cells. It's just a great zone to be in.
Yeah. So what about for runners?
Marathon runners that are racing right now, 80% of the time, they're in zone two.
Okay.
Yeah, in their training. All right. We'll continue talking about it because I'm all about this.
I love it. It's great.
All right. Thank you for listening to Functional Health Radio. We'll talk to you next month.
Good information.